The chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee has sparked the ire of many in the scientific community. Last month, Representative Joe Barton asked three climate scientists to provide him with extensive details about all of their research projects and funding sources. Leading scientists and some of Barton's congressional colleagues say his request amounts to inappropriate meddling in science. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren has this story.
Barton's investigation targets research done by three prominent climate scientists. Their research indicates that the warming of the Earth in recent decades was unusual and suggests that greenhouse gases emitted by human activities have played a major role. Barton has asked for a review of their work based on critiques by a Canadian economist and statistician.
We're for truth and justice, and we think that any scientist that's receiving federal dollars, which these are, should be able to comply with a pretty innocent document and information request.
Fellow House Republican Sherwood Bollert doesn't think the request was so innocent. He wrote a blistering letter to Barton calling his investigation, quote, misguided and illegitimate.
The issue is intimidating scientists who draw conclusions that are politically inconvenient. These are preeminent scientists. Not everyone agrees with them, but the scientific consensus is clearly with them.
The investigation has sent chills through the scientific community, which depends a lot on public funding, but requires independence from political influence in order for its work to be considered credible. Major scientific associations rallied around the scientists, urging Barton to back off. The president of the prestigious National Academy of Sciences wrote Barton Monday saying that a congressional investigation is probably not the best way to resolve a scientific issue. The scientists targeted by the investigation say they wouldn't comment because of legal concerns. In a letter to Barton, the chief scientist, Michael Mann, maintains that their work has been widely available and thoroughly vetted. Their colleagues in climate science, including Nobel Prize winners, say not only is the research sound, but its conclusions are supported by other prominent research. Dr. Benjamin Santer, an atmospheric scientist at Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California, called Barton's investigation a witch hunt.
This is really a direct assault on Mike Mann's integrity, on his reputation as a scientist. And I believe that there's absolutely no cause whatsoever for this intrusive request for information.
Casper Amann, a paleoclimatologist for the National Center for Atmospheric Research, said the investigation has sent a strong message to the scientific community.
Many people are essentially scared that whenever you produce a result that doesn't quite fit with what some people like to see, that they're going to be subjected to something that is a very strong intrusion.
Barton says he was perplexed by the response.
I'm a little bit surprised, to be frank, about all the squealing that's been going on.
Barton, a Texas Republican with deep ties to the energy industry, says the research could cost the nation trillions of dollars and deserves scrutiny.
There should be nothing intimidating about asking for pretty straightforward information. I think it's just flat common sense to have the Congress, which is the appropriator of these federal funds, to ask some common sense questions.
Advocates of a slow approach to addressing climate change side with Barton. Myron Ebell is a policy analyst for the Competitive Enterprise Institute.
If scientists want to be listened to in the public debate, then they are going to have to play by the same rules that everybody else does. In our system of divided government, it's Congress that controls where the money is spent. And so ultimately, this does become a matter for congressional jurisdiction.
Barton is not backing down. He says he'll find experts to evaluate the research once he's received it. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.